Ever since I heard of the Kanamamante Sisterhood, I knew it was where I belonged. You might say it was a calling. Everyone I spoke to about it told me not to get my hopes up, that the sisterhood was famous for being extremely selective. But I was not deterred. The fact that they had been unable to fill an opening for years only convinced me that it was right. They were waiting for me. It seems they eventually agreed. After months of meeting and talking with every single member of the sisterhood, I was accepted as an aspirant. 2 years of gradually being introduced to life in the convent later, I was raised to novice and moved to convent full-time. The order had good reason for being careful in their acceptance of new members, for their way of life and work is quite different from most other convents. The core of their duties is the breeding of a new dog breed, based on two observations by the order's founder. First, the common breeds are decidedly less than God's wolves. They are smaller, weaker, more prone to illness. The sisterhood aims to create a breed closer to God's creation while keeping the temperament of dogs. Second, and the reason the convent is ever so careful with visitors and new members, is to do with the vows taken. The vow of celibacy forbids sisters from laying with man or woman, as well as from touching oneself. But they say nothing of dogs. The Kanamamante sisterhood, then, has created a breed of dog which is big, strong, healthy and friendly, and whose males are exceptionally gifted at pleasuring women. I did not know that when I first sought to join, but I was thrilled to hear it. The short of it is that once I moved into the convent, I was suddenly surrounded by nuns getting fucked by dogs, but as a novice, I was forbidden from joining in. You might think I could just avoid these incidents, but you'd be wrong. Among the sisterhood, it is not a private or shameful thing. Getting down on the ground and presenting your pussy to a dog to be taken is treated much the same as, say, scratching an itch. And much like scratching, once others see you do it, they often copy. I can't tell you how frustrating it is to be the only one left out while an evening meal turns into an interspecies orgy. For 2 years I have lived in the convent as a novice. 2 years of hearing women getting fucked by dogs day and night. 2 long years of frustration from being surrounded by sex and willing partners, but forbidden to do anything about it. Those years of agony come to an end today as I join the sisterhood. As I become a bitch. I've barely slept since the abbess scheduled my raise to sisterhood, as all my pent-up lust seemed to swell with the coming of my release. My work, too, has suffered. But none of the sisters have said anything. No doubt they think I'm just nervous. The abbess and I have just finished my simple initiation. I have sworn the vows of a full sister, been blessed, given my new habit, and some other minor ceremonies. I've struggled to pay attention all morning, and as the abbess begins to talk about how happy she is to have me join, and what a good fit I am, all I think of is how good a dog cock would fit in my cunt. As I look into the abbess's eyes, images of her face down on the floor, ass in the air getting hammered by one of the dogs flash before me. How I have envied her. As I snap back to the present, she is looking at me with a small, kind smile. She tells me I need not worry, that my duties will mostly be the same, that I am free to adjust to sisterhood at my own pace. I tell her I'm not worried, but excited. That I want to take part in all it means to be a sister as soon as possible. Her smile widens, and in her eyes is a look of recognition. She knows a fellow bitch when she sees one. Casually, she suggests a walk in the yard, maybe pass by the kennels. I can barely keep myself from running. By the time we leave the building, I'm so wet I half expected to see a wet spot on my dress. The abbess has kept us to a slow, meandering pace, as if in peaceful contemplation, but I can see the glint of mischief in her eyes. She knows exactly what I want, and is toying with me. I look out into the yard and can't help but sigh. A half dozen big, strong male dogs are playing freely on the grass. Beautiful. Finally taking pity on me, the abbess gently suggests I go greet the dogs. My first few steps are no quicker than they were inside, but I can't hold back for long. I'm no longer thinking of the older woman watching me, or the propriety of a sister of Conima Montez, or my new vows, or anything else. My thoughts are entirely focused. Cock. I need a big, fat dog cock in my cunt. And then another, and another. I never want to go a single hour without those beautiful dogs fucking me ever again. As I get close, the dogs stop playing and look at me. As I said, they've been bred to fuck women, and no doubt they recognize a bitch in heat. Copying what I've seen sisters do 1,000 times before, I turn around, hike up my dress to reveal my pantyless ass, and then get down on my knees and plant my face in the dirt. My first lover is as eager as I am. I hear a few sniffs and feel a lick on my inner thigh before I've even gotten my dress all the way up. And then he's on me. 2 big paws slam down by my head as he settles his weight on my ass. His soft fur slowly strokes against me as he, to my surprise, takes his time. The tip of his fat cock rubs against my pussy lips as he ever so gently seeks his mark. When he finally does, it is, quite simply, the single best moment of my life. Years of abstinence come to an end as he begins testing my limits, just as he's been trained to do. Inch by inch, his cock slowly sinks into my cunt, and in every moment, I feel his as yet controlled strength and lust. When he's at last buried to the hilt and his big furry balls tickle my clit, he lets out a gentle growl, as if he's saying, "Get ready, bitch. I'm not stopping till you're knotted." As he shifts to get into position, the anticipation is killing me. It's finally happening. I'm finally getting fucked. Before he's ready, a soft thump to my right draws my eyes. The abbess has joined me in the same position. She starts to say something about looking forward to watching me take in. But before she finishes, my doggy lover starts moving. I might as well be blind and deaf. All that matters is that glorious cock in my pussy and what it's doing to me. He starts to move, slowly, almost gently at first, as if checking that I'm okay. My long, deep moan is answered first by the abbess's laugh and then by his lust. For the first time in my life, I understand what people mean when they talk about being taken. There is no other word for it. He takes me as he wants me, as the wolf in him tells him to, just as I've wanted for so long. Fast, deep, powerful strokes push me against the ground. His big furry balls slap almost painfully against me as he lets go of all his training in domestication and lets loose the massive beast he is. As he leans down and nips at my shoulder, all my pent-up frustrations are released with my first orgasm in years. A man might have slowed down, talked, admired his handiwork. The dog, he just keeps fucking me. Just the way a bitch like me should be treated. Just the way I want it. I'm dimly aware that the abbess is enjoying something very similar right next to me. The small part of me that notices is annoyed. That dog is fucking her. Getting tired. That's one less dog to use me. But most of me is focused on a new, wonderful sensation. Ah, my mate's knot has begun to swell. And with every brutal thrust, it stretches me just that little bit more. Equal parts pain and pleasure shoot through my body, silencing the last tiny voice, still clinging to awareness of the rest of the world. A few more strokes, and my pussy begins to fill with wonderful dog cum, so much that not even my lover's knot can keep it all in. A shiver runs down my spine from the pure obscenity of having this big dog try to knock me up, outside, in full view of the world and God. The nodding doesn't last long. Another trait he's been bred for. Overcome with pleasure and vague, perverse thoughts, it takes me a moment to realize he's gone. My pussy is empty. But there are plenty more dogs milling about, their cocks swollen and ruddy. Almost instinctively, I copy what I've seen sisters who want more do. I slap my ass hard 3 times. Another paw slams down by my head. Another cock, just as perfect as the last, slams into my needy cunt. And I surrender to the pleasure once more.